WTOC AM, W236 CR, Indianapolis. Keeping you informed with what's happening in and around Indy. It's Community Connection.
Brought to you by Child Advocates. Your voice, their future.
On Praise, AM 1310, 95.1 FM.
And we're back with Community Connection. Thank you, Dion. Thank you, Darlene McCoy, with the Nightly Spirit. Just love that. We're going to switch now. We were talking about the Indianapolis Black Documentary Film Festival. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. 3 days, two venues, the Indy Arts Center and the Can-Can Cinema and Restaurant, and a whole lot more in between. Here now with us is the founder of the Indianapolis Black Documentary Film Festival, Dr. Eric Winston. Dr. Winston, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Tina. I'd love to be with you, and I appreciate you having me back. You know, this is our fifth year.
No, not possible.
It's very possible, and I can't believe that it's been 5 years, but we've done 5 years now.
Wow. So for those who may not necessarily be familiar with the Indianapolis Black Documentary Film Festival, can you share with our listeners exactly what it is and what it entails?
The festival is an effort to bring to Indianapolis viewers film that are by about African Americans, and you don't have to be black, you don't have to be any, you have a film that is pertinent to the black experience, and if we like it, we'll show it. And so we have 25 films this year, and they range from 7 minutes to 2 hours. That's a lot.
Wow.
And they are very good films. Our opening film is Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's produced and directed by a professor out of Ohio University. And this film tells the story of the well-known African-American great poet, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, who mm-hmm. actually spent some time here in Annapolis, and but he's from Dayton, Ohio. And so we have that film. We have another film by an Indianapolis person, Sandra Chapman, The Girl in the Yellow Scarf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this tells the story of a 21-year-old young lady by the name of Carol Jenkins, who mm-hmm. was killed in 1968. And I have not met Sandra Chapman yet, but I understand she was a radio or TV personality.
Yeah, Sandra, good friend of mine,
In Indianapolis. And so she has a film in this mm-hmm. in this festival, good. And did a great job on that film, too, by the way.
Yeah, nice job. Is there a particular theme to this year's festival, or is it just pretty much?
We don't typically have themes mm-hmm. because we look at the films and we try to bring in as many films as we can that are mm-hmm. pertinent, and so we don't have a theme, but I think the theme would be it's about black, you know, and we have not adopted themes. Mm-hmm. Maybe we will one day, but okay. We haven't done that as yet.
But you've got a lot. I mean, the first year, how many films did you have? And now you've got, what, over 20? You say 25 films this year?
25 films. The first year, you know, the first year was a COVID year.
Mm.
And we were all set. We were all set to have an in-person festival, and we wound up having to have the festival on a online basis. And then we went to live, and so it's been 4 years since we've been live, and it's been growing each year. We're very, very happy to have the film at the Indianapolis Art Institute Art Center. And Can-Can have been very, very good to us in allowing us to have our festival at their venues, and they've been very good, too. So, yes, we've grown, and we now have 25 films, and I suspect next year we'll have even more.
That's wonderful.
You know, the interesting thing about this festival is that it is a documentary festival, and a lot of people get confused by that because mm-hmm. they think that we are a film festival featuring all manner of films. No, this has to be a documentary festival, films that are shown in the festival, so that we want to make sure that people mm-hmm. understand that this is a documentary festival, so you won't yeah. see scripted films in this festival.
So again, the filmmakers do not necessarily have to be African American. The film content does have to.
That causes some confusion sometimes mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because people have a film that is telling a story that is a wonderful story, mm-hmm. but they're not African American. And they think that they can't get the film in, but we let them know, if we know about them, we let them know that, yes, we'll take the film mm-hmm. and we'll judge the film based on its content and based on its the importance of the African American experience. And so yeah. that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there are some festivals, and that's their right, and that's okay, say that you have to be African American or black mm-hmm. in order to submit a festival. We don't take that position because we think we're going to knock out some very good films if we take that. But we don't begrudge individuals that have that type of a thrust in, because we think everything helps mm-hmm. when it's all said and done. So
absolutely,
that's
absolutely.
How we do it.
All right, so it kicks off next weekend, correct? Not this weekend, but next weekend.
We are the 23rd, 24th, 25th. Mm-hmm. Friday night is our opening at the Indianapolis Art Center on 67th Street. And that's when we will show the Paul Lawrence Dunbar film, which happens to be the longest film in the festival.
Okay.
And that's 1 hour and 59 minutes. But it's a good film. And we will start with some refreshments, and we're also giving out an award to a person who has been very involved in the film industry, not just documentaries, but the film industry, is Pimon Rami, who is out of Chicago. He was once a casting director and did a number of films in the black genre in the city of Chicago, and so we were going to honor him for his outstanding work, and that'll be done at the beginning of at 6:30 on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to know that we're there, and we'd love to have your listeners come out. And tickets can be purchased by going to our website, www.ibdff.com, WIBDFF.com. It'll then tell you all of the films, the titles, the descriptions of the films, and you can purchase tickets through that process.
All right, Dr. Winston. Well, I sure do appreciate you coming on, sharing about that, and I want to say congratulations to our good friend Sandra Chapman. She's an investigative reporter, has done an absolutely tremendous job of following up on the Carol Jenkins story, you know, with the book and with the documentary. And so I think
right.
that's a great addition, you know, a great local addition to the film festival, because not everybody has to be from Indianapolis, correct? I mean, is the Indianapolis black?
No. Mm-hmm. No. We've got an interesting film from France, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a great job talking about a black woman who was the first French film director. And mm-hmm. they did a good job on that film. Marie Joseph was her name. And she was a cinematographer, rather, not a director, but she was a cinematographer and did a great job there. So we let that film in because we thought it had some interesting concepts and stuff like that. So
all right, well, always enlightening and always a good time. So again, Dr. Winston, thank you so much, and congratulations on your 5th year anniversary. It's coming up next weekend, so everybody, next weekend, the 23rd through the 25th, the Indianapolis Black Documentary Film Festival. Dr. Eric Winston, the founder, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And, you know, AJ, there's a lot of history to be learned. And again, you don't have to be necessarily a black filmmaker, and you don't necessarily have to be from Indianapolis, but it does have to be a documentary focusing on the black experience. Mm-hmm. So a lot of diversity there.
A lot of diversity. We like that.
Indeed, indeed.